T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
The Watt thing. Can a guy be the defensive player of the year on an average to below average defense? If the Steelers go...
Why not?
Well, I'm asking you as someone that is around people that vote on these things.
I don't... Well, the problem is that voters are succumbed. This is the same exact idea of, is the Heisman Trophy winner the most valuable player on any significant team? Is it the best player on any team, or is it the best player on the best team?
Okay.
And often we buy into this idea that, oh, this team was so great, so we have to choose this person. Mm-hmm. But I literally had a conversation with somebody today who is very, very, very high up in a front office in the National Football League, who said TJ Watt should not just be DPOY, he should be MVP. Because the Pittsburgh Steelers are a completely different team, period. Not different team defensively, not different team offensively. Different team, period, when TJ Watt plays.
Damn.
I mean, what are they in games that he actually like starts and finishes?
So when
6-0, basically.
When he plays most of the game, if not all of the game, they're 6-2 with him.
Which would leave them at 0-3-1
yep.
without him.
Yep.
To various capacities.
Which gets down to like...
And that's the whole point, guys. Like, you know, Mike Tomlin, what is the nicest way to say this? Because I don't have a chance to like
go on.
Jack me about this. Mike Tomlin teases me about constantly asking emotional questions or feeling questions. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, the game of football does indeed have motivating factors that are not necessarily black and white. And there are certain players that come on the field and have an infectious energy in a certain way and have an impact in a certain way and bleed in a certain way that affects everybody else. And so it's very easy for us to sit here and look at TJ Watt and say, oh yeah, yesterday he had 12 quarterback pressures. And oh yeah, he had 3.5 sacks. And oh yeah, he hit Lamar Jackson. And oh yeah, he messed up Lamar Jackson's throw that ended in Minka Fitzpatrick's interception. And he messed up Lamar Jackson's throw that led to a failed 2-point conversion. Mm-hmm. Yes, those are statistical facts. But there are also things about TJ Watt that bleed to everybody else in a certain way.
So I want to ask you
about... let me say this one last line. It goes to Tom Brady. Tom Brady works harder than everybody else on every team that he's ever been on. If you are the best player on your team and you show up before everybody else and you leave after everybody else and you drill everything that you know in your sleep more than anybody else, how does that motivate every other player on your team? What does that make every other player on your team do? So that's my point about TJ Watt, is that he's sitting at home with a COVID diagnosis and he's running around in his backyard and he's running around trees and he's dealing with COVID symptoms and still working his tail off and he's watching practice footage and he's not binging on some HBO special. He is working to try to get back and be an impactful part of this team in this key game.
Which, by the way, I recommend King Richard. If you're looking for something on HBO Max,
I'm just thinking,
Will Smith as Venus and Serena Williams' dad is a very... You're not interested?
I just don't. I know I won't have the patience to watch the whole thing.
Why?
I like watching movies. I watched the movie Heat from 1995 this weekend.
Oh my!
Pacino, De Niro, Val Kilmer.
Yeah, but wait a minute.
Why? Not a documentary person in general.
It's not a documentary.
Not like reality.
It's Will Smith.
Not like reality.
As Richard Williams,
like,
and it's a very good watch.
Aditi, I like taking a break from reality typically whenever I have the chance.
Yeah, and Heat starring Al Pacino is just that escapism that you're craving. Yeah.
Correct.
Wow.
All I can think of now with Aditi's Tom Brady point is Doran Dickerson, who never actually played a snap in the regular season for the Patriots, telling us of standing at the urinal his first day there at like 6 in the morning because he was nervous and he wanted to get there early. And Brady walks in, stands next to him, knows his name, and then just says, "Hey, Doran, I just love to win, man." Like, very bizarre type stuff, but I imagine if I were Tom Brady's teammate, that would fire me up quite a bit. Mm. Anyway.
I mean, that's a given. But that all goes back to the whole point of TJ Watt's value to this team, and that his value is beyond just the stat line.
Well, I find it funny that Mike Tomlin would chide or give you a hard time about asking emotional questions. He is known as one of the most like chief motivators of coaches in the NFL. People don't talk as much about his X's and O's.
All games are created equally.
Oh, I've got this incredible fire blitz. It's he gets his guys up for the biggest games. That's why they tend to play well, and then.
At the Cincinnati Bengals.
Fair. That would be an exception to that rule.
I believe that was a notable exception of an ass-kicking that happened when he made it important. But that's why they lose to Mike. That's why Mike Glennon's 2-0 against the Steelers and 4-22 the rest of his career in the NFL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.